Good morning, I'm John Sleggers. Lamar's police are considering additional charges against a man arrested on willful injury and attempted murder charges. This after the victim of an attack last Friday died. Police say 44-year-old Michael Roy Gomez of Merrill died Tuesday afternoon around 3:30 p.m. at Avera McKinnon Hospital in Sioux Falls as a result of injuries sustained Friday afternoon at Fieldcrest Apartments in Lamar's. Police say the investigation into his death is ongoing, and additional charges against the suspect, 24-year-old Reese Harms of Lamar's, are pending. There have been two fatal accidents in the past 2 days in northwest Iowa. One person died yesterday afternoon in Sioux City in a three-vehicle crash on Gordon Drive. The state patrol pursued a vehicle that was speeding into Sioux City. The patrol stopped the pursuit, but the driver of the vehicle then rear-ended one vehicle and rolled into another. The driver of the speeding vehicle, Melissa Thede, 40, of Chardin, Iowa, died in the crash. She was not wearing a seatbelt. Another driver, 29-year-old Hector Alvarez Collazo of Sioux City, received minor injury. That accident occurred at Gordon Drive and Spalding Street in Sioux City. The second fatal accident occurred Tuesday night when two semis collided in Buena Vista County. The accident occurred at the intersection of U.S. Highway 71 and Iowa Highway 7 southeast of Storm Lake. A semi driven by 63-year-old Umberto Aladro Valdez of Storm Lake failed to stop at the intersection and was struck by an oncoming semi. Aladro Valdez died at the scene of the crash. He was not wearing a seatbelt. Fewer Iowans are donating to the state's Fish and Wildlife Fund on their tax returns to help wildlife conservation efforts. Last year, about 5,800 people checked the box for the so-called chickadee checkoff, which is only about 0.4% of Iowa's taxpayers. Stephanie Shepard, a wildlife biologist with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources Wildlife Diversity Program, says that checkoff is the program's only source of funding. It helps Iowa's non-game wildlife, including songbirds, bald eagles, bumblebees, frogs and toads, dragonflies, the thousands of species you can't hunt, fish, or trap. Shepard says the checkoff brings conservation work for all of these species, everything from outreach to research to habitat management projects. The number of donors dropped off by 50% in the past 20 years. A bill under consideration in the Iowa Senate would let drivers operate all-terrain vehicles at higher speeds on some Iowa roads. A law passed in 2022 lets ATVs travel on county roads and two-lane state highways at no more than 35 miles an hour. Senator Mike Klimisch of Spillville says ATVs can be a hazard when they're moving at 35 miles an hour.
It is our opinion that this raises an increased safety concern in the state. The machines are not made to go those speeds.
State law also allows ATVs to travel on gravel roads if they're being used for farming. Klimisch says ATVs driving at 35 miles an hour or less on a gravel road are at risk of being rear-ended. And Plymouth County Board of Supervisors Chair Don Cass got a sense of deja vu Tuesday when he shared a letter he received from a student at an Ankeny school. Cass, during a Board of Supervisors meeting, read a letter addressed to him from Emmett Thomas, a fifth-grade student at St. Luke the Evangelist School in Ankeny. Emmett said he was to study one of Iowa's counties in a social studies class, and he chose Plymouth County. The letter asked for information and brochures on Plymouth County. Auditor Stacy Feldman replied to Thomas. She sent a packet of information which included brochures, maps, a detailed history of Plymouth County, and things to do here, along with attractions and businesses. Cass says the letter reminds him that in fifth grade he too was assigned to study in Iowa County. He chose Humboldt County. That's KLAM News. I'm John Sleggers.